And welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean.
It's really cold.
Oh, I thought you were going to sing.
No, I'm too cold.
You already gave up on the singing.
I'm too cold to sing.
Damn this smarch weather.
Darn this lousy smarch weather. It's like 16 degrees outside.
It's 16 degrees out here, and it was like 50 degrees over the weekend.
No, it was like almost 70 over the weekend.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Yeah, it was. We were outside without a fucking coat in February on Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, it was really nice. Went for a walk. Didn't need a coat, nothing. And then the next day, snow. Because that's how it is
And out now
here.
It's cold.
Well, we're going to talk about trailers.
Okay, yeah, so here we go.
Because the Fast 9 trailer came out. F9.
The 9.
The Fast Saga.
It's my exploits are now a saga.
It's not good.
Well,
I mean, it's crazy. I mean, like,
it's crazy is what it is.
John Cena puts Vin Diesel through a fucking wall and nobody dies.
That changed me. Because I saw that and I'm just like, that what? Can't. Look, I understand that a lot of this stuff is, okay, well, obviously, all of it's fiction.
Of course it's fiction. But it also, can I just say, and I got retweeted by Gail Simone herself by saying this.
Oh, this does tie into comics.
Because
great.
After that trailer dropped, she was like, I thought this was just about fast cars. And I was like, it right? started out being a movie about people who steal VCR TV combos, and now it is a movie about how physics doesn't exist.
Right.
Because, holy shit, what is with that, like, now your car can, like, grab a rope, and, like, you can, so what the fuck?
Well, here's something, actually, I thought, so, because there's a number of scenes, just go watch, we're not gonna be the review, you know, trailer review podcast or whatever.
There's also a part which I was very disappointed that, at least, I haven't seen it on the internet, but I know it has to exist, where they're like, who is this super cool assassin guy? And I was like, oh my god, somebody has to cut this with his name is, and then it's like John Cena. And I would also like to say that since John Cena is like a super cool spy or whatever, if there is not a scene where he is wearing something that makes him invisible and he whispers, you can't see me, this movie has failed.
Right.
That has to happen. It has to. He has to be invisible, and he has to say, you can't see me. I will cheer in the theater if it happens.
There's going to be something where he is invisible.
He has to be.
Yeah. You kind of have to. I kind of feel like they were like, how do we get this character into the movie? And then we just write that
also,
line.
Also, he's Vin Diesel's brother.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget about that. Yeah, don't forget that.
Maybe John Cena should have kept his head shaved if he was going to be Vin Diesel's brother.
Oh yeah,
he's got hair.
He's got his movie star hair.
That's right.
His his John Cena retired boy hair,
leaned out hair.
Yeah, he's all lean and wiry, and
he is. He's not nearly as big as he was.
No, I mean, not to say he's probably not as strong.
Oh no,
as he was.
I mean, he's still like.
Well,
built
he did throw Vin Diesel through that door frame.
He sure
and they both survived.
No, I mean, he's still like in shape or whatever. It's just like he's not as like bulked up as he was when he was wrestling every week.
There's a few scenes in that trailer where there are just people grabbing other people and jumping off of high things.
And not dying. How?
I don't know.
Again, how?
But also I want to point out, so I think there's that one scene, I think as you're just talking about
how
they're
just made of rubber. They're like balls. They're just boing.
Maybe that's what it is. It's like, I am made of synthetic material.
Maybe that's the thing. If you're going to be in Dominic Toretto's crew, you have to get your entire body replaced with the same rubber that people use for balls.
Why don't you go in the rubber chamber? We'll make a mold out of you for your body.
And then you just bounce around.
You will fall off of some. If you fall on cement, you will live just like we have.
Exactly. Just like
we are immortal.
It's a super ball.
We are also vampires.
That
this
works
is
too.
Because this is going to be the next direction of the sequels. Once we get to Fast 10, the 10. Fen.
Fen.
Fed. there's that real quick. I just want to point this out. There was that one scene where somebody is standing on, you think you're talking about somebody was standing on the car.
It's standing on top of a fucking truck. And then another car
like hit them.
Yes.
I was thinking this could be a good way to introduce Batman into this universe because Batman does like to hit people with his car.
Oh, he certainly does.
We can get Ben Affleck's Batman.
That car also defies the laws of physics many times.
Oh, it sure does.
That car, that's actually one of my favorite parts in Batman v Superman is when that car hits that guy in the face.
Yeah, go back and watch it. It's very quick, but it happens.
There's no way that guy lived. I mean, like, this car, it's like the grill took out his nose, and I'm like...
No, the entire car...
It's like it hit right on his nose, and then his entire head smashed.
Yeah, and that guy is...
That guy's dead.
Paced.
He 100% paced.
He is 100% paced.
That's one of my favorite scenes
Batman
of that movie
v Superman,
it's so 100% fucking dumb.
Paced. Also, we were reminded this week we were watching a culture list and talking about how there's like 10 things that don't make sense in the DCEU universe or
which
whatever.
Is pretty much everything.
Which is a lot of things. And one of them was about Batman having dreams or whatever the frig it was.
Oh, yeah.
And he had that weird dream, but it was reminded us of that scene where not enough people talk about it. It's just because it's so quick and it's so weird where he's in that Superman apocalyptic
yeah,
thing.
He's got that like duster.
Yeah. And
the parademons are flying around. And this is before he goes, before he gets captured and like Superman like comes to find him. He busts out of like a truck, maybe something, the back of a truck. And he's fighting all of these people, these soldiers, there's parademons everywhere.
Because he's got like a crew with him, too.
He's got a crew with him. And there's a woman. And I don't know, I assume she's on his team. But for some reason, she's just laying on the ground. And the direction that, I'm assuming this is how the choreography went. He sees this woman laying there. He goes up, he grabs her foot.
Oh, it's her foot. I thought it was her hand.
No, he grabs her ankle. I think it's her ankle. He grabs her ankle and he drags her like three steps and he lets her go and he keeps fighting. And she doesn't do anything. I'm like, she's just like laying there and he like yanks her. I don't know if she's like fighting at the same time, but it's just so weird. Go back and watch that scene again because he'll just go pull and then he'll continue to fight.
It's very strange. Go back and watch. I mean, there's a lot of things.
It's my favorite.
There's a lot of things in Man of Steel and Batman v Superman that are just small things that defy, that are more aggravating.
Well, you're just like, why did that happen?
Why did that happen? Yeah. You know, why does Superman not only have flowers in his groceries?
This is a good question.
There's a lot of, why is it that, again, we always talk about this, when you work in a major newspaper that you get your assignments by being yelled at by your editor just in the middle of the day.
Yeah. You don't have a beat.
You don't have a beat. You don't have a specialty.
You're not the sports guy. You would be the sports reporter. It's just, he's like, fuck it. You're on sports today.
You don't sit there and go work online. You don't go online and you don't have like an online sports blog and you don't go to all these smaller towns and work in the sports section just to get to the Daily Planet to just be like, okay, I guess you're on obituaries now. And not, maybe you might be on sports a little bit later.
Well, usually that's how it works. Like you work your way up in the small paper and usually they, you know, you write those obits. Now they don't do them anymore, but like when they used to, when I was in journalism school a billion years ago, that was the whole thing. You were supposed to graduate with a journalism degree, go work in some small-ass paper, probably writing obituaries, and then, like, because it's a small-ass paper, you're going to learn how to write a bunch of shit. Like, maybe you'll be on sports for 6 months.
That's true. I get that.
But the Daily Planet is, like, the New York Times.
Right. And
you don't get fucking bounced around. You're, like, you've worked your way up. You are the sports guy. They're going to hire the sports guy to write for the sports for the New York Times.
Ostensibly, you could be working for, like, a Deadspin. And go on to write for the Daily Planet in sports.
100%.
Or you can write about local florists or whatever it is. Whatever they're covering that week.
So, R.I.P. Deadspin.
All right, yeah, R.I.P. Deadspin.
Man,
temporary sports blog.
I was so happy with unnamed temporary sports blog that only lasted for 3 days. It just brought me so much joy.
Maybe they'll come back with named temporary sports blog.
Not temporary sports blog.
Full time.
Oh, that'd be great.
Oh, what was I going to say? But
And I don't even like sports. I just like reading Deadspin.
There's a lot of
used to.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. It's strange that you're not a sports
person. Not a sports person. But they had a lot of really good writers.
No,
there.
They did.
They had the good takes.
Yeah, a lot
of takes with a capital T. Important.
Takes. But I was thinking about
also bear news.
Bear news.
They always had news about bears.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Very important.
I thought it was like naked news.
No. News about actual bears.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There was also thinking one last weird thing in the DCEU Bivis, whatever, is Superman drinking Budweiser.
when he can't get drunk.
So it means he's drinking it because he could have anything.
He could drink anything he wanted.
He could drink absinthe and just be like, yo, this is dope.
He could be drinking $500 French wine.
He could be drinking Everclear or whatever it is.
Anything he wants, he's drinking Budweiser.
He could try all of it. He could fly around the globe and try all of it.
Right. He's not going to get drunk.
But he chooses to drink Budweiser and watch college football.
Because he's American, damn it.
American man.
Merkin. I do have to say that one thing that was not on that list, that DCEU list.
Oh, okay.
Was the shitty editing choices made in Bivis to take out humongously important things.
Right.
For the theater cut. Like the whole point of that.
The movie's already long enough.
I know, but you could have cut something else.
Yeah.
Instead of cutting, oh, that wheelchair was lined with lead, which is why Superman didn't see the bomb. That's something you need in your movie.
I always like that part.
You don't need him eating flowers in a bathtub or whatever the fuck that scene was. Cut that. Give me the information.
When the Capitol blows up and he just looks like he smelled a bad fart. Guys,
I'm going to watch that movie again.
Guys,
it's so bad.
Find Batman v Superman in your local comedy section because that shit is funny. We will do another. We should just do an episode like just about that.
Maybe if we ever do a Patreon, we should do commentaries on this.
I think that would be the most smart thing for us to do. Because we do the comics, but if we do the movies. And there's a lot of movies.
There are.
A lot of comic book movies.
Yeah, we could.
We're not going to run out anytime soon. And we got Disney Plus, so we got all the Marvel stuff.
That's true.
Okay, so speaking of comics, Super Bowl was this weekend.
Yes.
And we had a bunch of commercials. We had a weird Aquaman.
That was upsetting.
Jason Momoa.
I didn't like that at all.
Having.
Nope.
Chris
Evans
in Captain America, the first one. body.
I don't understand why that. I don't know. It's really upsetting. He was just like, hey, it's me, Jason Momoa.
What was it for? Was it for taxes?
I have no fucking clue what it was for.
I don't even remember
what it was for. All I remember is he was ripping off part his literal skin. And then he still had a humongous giant head and these like little scrawny limbs because he didn't like rip off his legs. So he had these beefy fucking legs and shit.
He just ripped off his torso.
His torso and his arms. Everything else was the same. And I was like, who thought of this? This is awful. It was upsetting.
That's one of those things where it's like you watch the commercial
really
like that
gross.
And you're like, I know people are going to be, it's one of those things where people will be talking about it. It's like, yeah, but.
Not for good reasons.
Not for good reasons. Also,
I don't remember your product.
I don't remember the product. I'm assuming, I think it was for taxes. Or I think it was for, maybe it was for.
Weight loss.
Maybe it was for.
no idea.
Pudding. It could have been for pudding.
It could have been for fucking Doritos. I don't remember what it was
Doritos.
For.
He's like, maybe you had Doritos in those body parts. And he just pulled them out.
God.
And he's like, I love chips. And he started eating. I had this in my pack.
It was really upsetting. And like, it was kind of like you'd see it in Men in Black.
Oh, it was tall. It was pretty bad CGI.
Yeah, it was really shitty. And I was just like
Captain America did it so much better.
I'm horribly, horribly upset by this commercial. Not because it was like buff Jason Momoa getting small, because it was a man ripping off parts of his flesh.
I'd actually like to get Rob Kelly's take on this, him being the Aquaman expert. I wonder how he feels that this will...
Is this an Aquaman power I'm not aware of?
Oh, man, maybe it is. Yeah, Rob, can you do this in the books? Is that what he's doing now?
Yes, after his kid was killed in that surprise dead baby book that we have, he was just like, I'm so upset, rending instead of rending his garments, he's rending his flesh, just literally ripping pieces of it off.
He goes to a Justice League meeting, and like, Arthur, like, what's... Are you okay?
No.
But also in the Super Bowl, they had a commercial for Disney Plus, and they had a bunch of stuff for some of the just tiny. It wasn't actual previews, but previews,
little pieces,
of some of these upcoming Marvel
teasers,
of these upcoming Marvel shows are having. I particularly remember Captain, not Captain America,
Falcon.
Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yeah, because I remember he pulls like the shield out of the tree.
Yeah.
He throws it somebody. There's a Loki in there.
They didn't really do much.
There was one scene where he just said like, oh, it's going to be fun or something. He said something.
Yeah.
But there were a lot of cuts of that WandaVision thing, right, which apparently it's based on Tom King's run, maybe, is what I heard.
Of the Vision book, right.
Yeah.
But yeah, so there was a scene where Elizabeth Olsen was dressed up like the classic Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, there was.
So,
but there was a lot of like, she's in this sitcom and da 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 da.
But well, I'm wondering, yeah, I wonder what it's going to be like. You know,
yeah, is this the one where she has imagined her children? They're not real?
Maybe. Maybe we're headed down that road.
I've never read that.
I kind of hope, in a way, I kind of hope so, because I hope we're getting Wonder Man sometime. Simon Williams. Because Simon Williams is a part of that. But then again, they haven't really, since he hasn't, Vision is Simon Williams' brain patterns. It's weird because he has Simon's like brain patterns, but he doesn't act like Simon.
Right.
So I've never quite understood that. I don't understand, you know, maybe what exactly the science they did.
Sure.
But
it's made up science.
Yeah, clearly. But
it's not real science.
But yeah, so he's connected to that, but they haven't really found a way to introduce that Wonder Man in some way other than the cut cameo from Guardians. But yeah, so they showed that, and I guess that's...
And then they showed a new Black Widow trailer.
No, they
did. Yeah, they did.
Did they?
I don't know if it was new, but it was like... I hadn't seen it before.
Oh, you haven't? Okay, yeah. No. Well, it was a shortened version of the one I feel like they're showing in the
theaters. No, because they had a couple different shots of what's-his-face.
Oh, the Red Guardian?
Yeah, Red Guardian. Mm. There were a couple different shots of him in there that I hadn't seen before, and more with...
Black Widow's sister?
Black Widow and her sister kind of standing together, and like Black Widow's in a black suit, she's in a white suit.
And was it Rachel Weisz? She's supposed
I didn't
to play...
see what Rachel Weisz in this trailer.
She's supposed to play Taskmaster, I think.
Yeah, I don't remember her in this trailer, but I definitely remember seeing like Black Widow and the girl from Midsommar standing together.
Oh, is that who that is?
Yeah.
Oh man, could we cross universes?
I think so. I think it's her.
Florence Pugh?
I'm almost positive.
Maybe you looked that up.
Let me look that up.
Real quick, just as far as trips and stuff, we watched. Went to a screening, a 4K restoration of A House by the Cemetery.
We sure did.
Which is a Lucio.
Yes, it is. It is her.
Oh, it is her.
Yep.
Oh, man. Let's cross those universes. Look, we're not getting into another Midsummer conversation.
Someone's jumping off a cliff. Okay, anyway.
Who's jumping off a cliff? Hawkeye? Well, Hawkeye, maybe. Oh, maybe.
Oh, shit.
Black Widow did that.
Well, she did jump off a cliff.
Oh, man.
That's the thing. Anytime anybody's in a movie with Florence Pugh, either the movie that they're in or the next one, or in this case, the previous, they have to jump off a cliff.
I know.
Yeah, and she did.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
All right, anyway.
Yeah. Anyways.
So we saw the 4K restoration
of House by the Cemetery, which
that
is
was
a
fun.
Lucio Fulci movie.
Bob
the...
the strange-sounding child.
Yeah, the boy who was overdubbed by... was.
Like a woman.
An enthusiastic woman. Teenager.
Well, yeah.
I want to play!
Yeah, like a woman. You know, because the person who does Bart Simpson's voice is a woman.
Yeah.
A lot of times, if you hear a boy child in a cartoon, it's usually a woman.
Well, I feel like that's half of, like, the Teen Titans and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, it's
like,
usually a woman.
Yeah.
But this particular woman picked a very odd... She just had a weird sound.
Yeah.
And she's like, mommy, mommy. It was this like really weird nasally like kid who kind of sounded like he should have been 16 and maybe smoking. It's a
smoke. Really?
Yeah. He's got a weird voice.
It's a strange thing, but basically.
Or maybe he got punched in the throat. And now his vocal cords are just fucked up forever.
Mommy, I was karate chopped in the throat by the monster in the basement.
But it was fun. It was good to see it on the
If you've never seen House by the Cemetery, basically it's about
It's about a house by the cemetery. By the way, in my dream house.
Yeah, right.
All I want is to move to a house that is by a cemetery.
It's not even
all I've ever wanted.
Listen, it's not even a house by the cemetery. The cemetery is actually in the yard of the house.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't want that. There's want it like next door.
Legit tombstones of people that are. It's like there's this. It is a garden of corpses.
I would be all right with that.
I know you would.
All I've ever wanted is a house by a cemetery.
But there, it's streaming on Shudder. I know that, but it's probably out there somewhere else.
Yeah, and
you
could
probably find it cheap somewhere. But it's basically it's like there's a monster. It's supposed to be like related to like gates of hell.
It's kind of like Frankenstein.
Yeah, there's a Frankenstein monster that's filled with like looks to be a rotting pumpkin and maggots.
Yeah,
and he's. You know, he lives in the basement. And he just comes up to like
kill because he needs like living parts. He needs living parts to like keep himself alive or whatever.
He's like, not really, but he looks like a.
He doesn't look alive.
Is that if you?
He's a mad scientist who has like found out how to be immortal, but in like the worst way.
Yeah, in a way that isn't
that nobody wants. That is you're not like
comfortable.
No, why would you want that? But yeah.
So yeah, so basically, there's a lot of cheap. Effects of killing and stuff
it's pretty
like that,
great.
Which it's pretty great. And in honor of Lucio Fulci, I just last night I rewatched The Beyond. Haven't watched it in a while, and that movie actually has Dog v Zombie.
Oh,
Dog v Zombie, which turns to a Dog v Blind Woman.
All right,
because the dog becomes zombie possessed.
Zombie dog.
I don't know. He gets beat up. I mean, the pupper gets beat up or what? Actually, it's weird the way that they do dog makeup sometimes. It's not comfortable. It makes me uncomfortable.
Yes.
Even if it's like a puppet, it's a super fake puppet, kind of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, that super fake lady puppet. That was pretty funny.
Lady.
That's why that didn't upset. Everybody's like, oh, my God, it's so violent. I'm like, you could tell that was a puppet.
It was the Muppet Show in that scene. Literally,
so that was like a mannequin you got on special at Sears because they're going out of business. Like it was so fake, but it was fun.
Yeah, I watched that. That's a wild movie. And then Lucio Fulci also did a movie called Zombie that everybody knows. But I have been looking for the sequels of said Zombie, particularly. Zombie 3 and Zombie 4 that I purchased at Twist and Shout. We went to Twist and Shout, which is right next to the C Film Center.
Yeah, the C. It never used to be. So Twist and Shout is a record store here in Denver that's been around for a long time. And it used to be off, I'm blanking, like Santa Fe, maybe. I don't remember, but it was not in that location.
Right.
And, I mean, it was one of those, like, you go in and it had, like, metal and goth and punk and, you know, rap and whatever. And there were listening stations and they had, like, things you couldn't find anywhere else.
Yeah.
You know, mostly music, some videos, some records, whatever.
And now it kind of changes. They still have all that stuff, but now they have, like,
pop.
Like Funkos and, you know, action figures and posters and stuff.
Yeah,
t-shirts.
I mean, they had posters and stuff and t-shirts and you know, shit like that there, too.
Yeah.
But we could always go and, you know, you could listen before you
fudge around. Yeah.
You could bought anything. And
I like that.
And then they moved it, and they moved the tattered cover, which I will never get over. And they moved that over there, too, off Colfax. But I'm so sad because the tattered cover used to be four fucking floors of books, and it was so beautiful. But then the rent's too high, and now they had to move.
But, Twist and Shout has a section, though, of as a movie section. And it's just like a kind of like this room off to the side. But they have a very, for being a small selection, it's a very...
it's very.
Intense.
Yeah.
It's very varied, but it's also a very intense horror section. And which is awesome, because I'm looking for that stuff. And they had horror Blu-rays, which... I wasn't aware that Zombie 3 and Zombie 4, After Death, were available on Blu-ray. So I snapped those up because what happened was when we first went to Second of Charles, when we first got here, there was a DVD in one of the one we always go to in Aurora. And they had it was like a collection of all those zombie movies. I think it was 3, 4, and 5.
Oh wow!
On one disc, one package. And I was like, oh, I'll get it a little later. And then
gone.
I didn't get it, and it's gone. Of and course. I've never seen it again. So I was like, I vow to never let that happen again. But knowing that some of the stuff they have there in Blu-ray, which because I think my idea ultimately is to replace at least the movies that I really like the Fulcis and the Argentos and maybe a few others as Blu-rays. I know that a lot of them are pretty much available like that, so I feel like it makes more sense to have those, even though I got a lot of them already. But they're kind of expensive though, because they're limited runs. I assume they don't really make a lot of them. But yeah, there's some cool stuff that I'm looking to get. And what I did like about Twist and Shout is that for some reason they had all these DVDs and movies uh-huh. and stuff, but then they also had like random ass action figures uh-huh. just hanging out. And they had what I picked up. One of the things they had was a Toy Biz Wolverine, like it's not.
Oh, that's right. It had the Jeep, right?
It was a Jeep. It was like a Wolverine Jeep.
Did you get that?
No, I didn't.
Oh,
I think I might want it though. I don't know why I'd want it, but because they had a Wolverine like motorcycle when they first put out the Toy Biz line, like way back in '91, and then they must have released this other one. It's like a Jeep that comes with a Wolverine figure that is basically Wolverine 2's body with Wolverine 3's head. I know this stuff. And, or one of the, or at least a different Wolverine set, probably Wolverine 3 or maybe even Wolverine 4. But they have that, and it's pretty, they had that. And it was, I think for reasonable prices.
Yeah.
And they also had like some DC Direct figures for like 10 bucks.
Yeah.
So I picked up an Orion one, which actually is a lot cooler looking than I realized, because the way that the package is, it's like he has like this visor, like his face mask, but they mm-hmm. lift it up in the package. When you put it down, it looks so much better.
Yeah.
So I'm actually kind of psyched to have it. So yeah, but it was a cool trip. It was a good trip. And I want to get back there because there are some DVDs and there are some other items there that I'm
deals.
Yeah, definitely deals. Anyways, let's take a quick break and we'll come back with our book for this week.
A crippled scientist with a short temper and a chair built for action.
The bandaged man and woman and the sentient energy that connects them even as it tears them apart.
A woman with multiple personalities and a different superpower for each one.
A redneck who can see the future but only 60 seconds at a time.
The street that travels the world with fabulous style.
The actress trying not to play the role of a freak.
Hot hands.
A boy who swims, flies, crawls, or runs like a beast.
The eight-faced girl who has imaginary friends with the capacity for unimaginable terror.
The fifth richest man in the world and the mind games he plays.
An Indian woman who controls fire and ice, but never the team she leads.
Man who is a robot.
We doubt there are stranger things than the heroes of the Doom Patrol, but join us on Waiting for Doom, the Doom Patrol podcast, and hear for yourself.
All right, we're back here on Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. It is Doom Patrol, Volume 2, Number 70, from August 1993.
Doom!
Doom Patrol. And this, of course, is in the Vertigo era, because we're well into the latter stages of this book.
Uh-huh.
And this is definitely in an era where I'm like,
it's silly.
Grant Morrison is obviously left the book.
Yeah.
And basically what they did was just kept the same stuff that they were doing, like the weird shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, excuse me, September 93. I'm trying to figure out who would have been reading Doom Patrol at this time. Like, if I don't know. Because I feel like there's a lot of Vertigo books
uh-huh.
around this time, but like, really, the only ones that people were probably, I feel like the only ones that people cared about were like Swamp Thing and Sandman.
I'm sure there were some weirdos who really liked Doom Patrol.
Oh, no, I'm certain there is, but it's just.
It's weird.
It's weird.
Which I appreciate.
I was also thinking about this. I've never read an issue of Vertigo Sandman.
I have read at least one, but I never really got into it. You'd think it would be something I would have gotten into, right? I just never did, and I don't know why.
I've never read any of those issues, nor have I think the only thing I've ever read of Neil Gaiman is the Black Orchid miniseries.
Yeah.
But I've never read anything else from him.
I've read his some of his novels. I read American Gods like a billion years ago. I don't know if I ever finished, what is it, Neverwhere, maybe? I think that's what it's called. I don't remember. And then I read, obviously, Good Omens with him and Terry Pratchett.
That was a good show, though. I really enjoyed that
show. Yeah, it's a great book. I loved the book.
So on the cover here, we have, it's a photo collage.
Yeah, it's one of those, like, photorealistic.
So clearly, okay, so in the forefront here, we have the guy who is the villain of this book. His name is Codpiece, we'll find out. But clearly what it looks like to me is like they have a picture of a guy and they just put these things over him.
Yeah.
On his body. So he has like this weird like.
Like robot parts?
Robot, like this basically looks like a kind of like a very fancy like old computer on his chest.
Basically it's, you remember that Triumph the Insult Comic Dog bit where he's like standing outside of a Star Wars thing and he goes up and he goes to some guy dressed like Darth Vader and he's like, yeah, which one of these buttons calls your mom to pick you up? Like, that's exactly what I think of when I see
that. As always, there's a lot of great parts in that episode.
That whole one, it's gold.
But my favorite one is the Stormtrooper. And he has his helmet off, and he's just eating a Filet-O-Fish.
No, it's a guy dressed like a wizard.
Oh, is it the wizard?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and he's
eating a Filet-O-Fish while he's like yelling at Triumph, and he's
and then like as he's leaving, Triumph is like, "Don't forget your Filet-O-Fish."
Yeah.
So, that's always like a thing that I always have stuck in my head. I'm always trying to waste it, but anyways, and he's got like this weird helmet. It's like basically looks like the human bullet.
Mm-hmm.
Looks stupid.
It just looks dumb. And there's ladies behind him, like,
whoa. You got like Elaine Bennis behind him.
Pretty
like
much.
Two 90s women.
It really is. These women could be like Elaine's coworkers.
Well, one of them's got like, a looks like appears to be like the padded suit.
Yeah, because it's 1993.
And then the other one's wearing an acid wash jacket.
Do you know what? I can't even tell you what I look like in 1993 before grunge came. Do you have any idea?
Oh, man. I remember I look like
body
a
body suits? Tucked in like with jeans.
Oh, I remember those.
Oh, man. And vests. Do you know how many vests I had?
Oh, vests?
Yeah, it was bad.
That was the fashion at the time.
As was the style at the time. And then thank God for grunge.
The story thus far of the Doom Patrol might be described as a team of misfits by certain forces of conventional wisdom, but they share a brand of loyalty and family values even June and Ward Cleaver might relate to. Meet Niles Calder, a beheaded scientist who leads the Doom Patrol, Cliff Steele, a human brain trapped inside of a robot's body, and Dorothy, a 14-year-old ape-faced girl who has imaginary friends in high places. Together they've had the group equivalent of a nervous breakdown, and now they're determined to get their act together, but something always seems to get in their way. So we're kind of rolling into what feels like what the show's kind of about, you know, with all the weirdness and stuff. But
except there's no ape face girl in that show.
Is there not? I thought there was.
Who's the ape face girl?
There's
the one with all the personalities.
Yeah. Crazy Jane. Yeah.
Then there's the girl who gets all big.
Elastigirl. Yeah.
Invisible Man.
And there's
Robot Man.
Yeah. Negative Man.
And then there's Cyborg shows up and becomes part of the team, but he doesn't start out that way. So maybe we're thinking about, because I know there's five. It must be Cyborg because there's not another woman.
No, it's Cyborg.
So there's no ape face girl.
There might be at some point.
There's just Crazy Jane because sometimes she's a little girl and sometimes she's like not.
So there is. We start off with a bunch of flashbacks for this guy.
Oh, our buddy Incel Ted.
Yeah, pretty much. Let's call him Incel Ted.
Incel Ted.
And we get him in high school, and he's like trying to hit on some girl, and
she's not interested.
Well, the ongoing theme about us is that he's not big enough.
Well, that's the thing. So they're not interested in this guy for whatever reason. We don't really see why. He kind of comes off creepy, but whatever they say.
He also looks like he's 40 years old in high school.
Yeah. Whenever they say like, no, I'm not, you know, I don't want to date you, I told you whatever. He immediately says it's because I'm not big enough. So he already has this insecurity around the size of his penis. Nobody cares how big your penis is.
But it's something
I just want to put this out there. Your dick is fine. If you're listening to this and you have a penis, it's fine.
Your dick is fine.
Don't worry about it. So, but this guy's like super like, oh my God, you know, women are bitches because they're worried about the way I'm made and blah, blah, blah. And this is all, he's doing this all to himself.
Yeah.
Incel Ted.
A lot of times he's just going up to these women and they're just like, yeah, we're not actually dating. I just don't want to see you.
Yeah. And they're like, we only had coffee once. We're not like together. And he's like, you're a bitch. And you're like, oh yeah, I know that guy. Every woman out there knows that guy.
There's one shot here. He looks like Ronnie James Dio.
Yeah. So he...
And Ronnie James Dio, he's a small dude, and he gets by.
Yeah, Ronnie James Dio.
Got by, R.I.P.
Yep, don't worry about it. Again, so, it's fine.
He goes to a doctor, apparently, to... I need you to give me an operation to make me bigger and taller.
No. Well, he really just wants more dick.
I didn't really get that impression from reading this, even though
you
it's...
You didn't?
Well, because it's like...
No. It's not that he's short. She says, you're too small. And he goes, how did you know? If it was his height, he wouldn't have said that. This is all his... That's the reason he's codpiece. That's the reason he has a gun dick. It's because he's insecure about his dick.
Yeah.
was also written by a woman, by the way.
Yeah.
And as a woman, you pick up on these things. This is all about his dick.
Yeah.
That's why he's codpiece. That's why he has this huge fucking thing coming out of his fucking crotch.
Yes, as we learned. So he goes, basically, he's like, I want to get my penis enhanced through medicine, through science, through my medical science. And the doctor's like, nah, man. And then he goes to a prostitute. That's where I pick up on it now. I don't know why I didn't pick up on it before. I thought it was just because he was just a wee man.
No, it's because he kept jumping. He was so insecure
He was used thinking. But that's the thing. He's just kind of a wiry, weird, small dude. Diminutive dude.
He's just weird and probably coming off really creepy.
Yeah.
And assuming every woman who talks to him is his girlfriend. And when they shoot him down, he's like, I'm just built this way. I was just made this way. I'm small, blah, blah, blah. And it's all about his dick.
I'm not defending this guy. This guy is a fucking weirdo.
Yep. I'm just telling you.
You know what? Just be cool.
It's cool.
Don't be a jerk.
It's not a big deal, man. There's other women out there. There's other men out there. There's other gender nonconforming people out there. Don't fucking worry about it.
Right. So basically he goes back home. We get a shot of his apartment, I think.
I'm not really sure.
Well, I'm looking at this, and it looks like he just went home and smashed his own TV.
Well, fair enough. And sometimes you got to break something.
Threw a bunch of cereal around. He had a Tommy was so fit.
Hey, it happens.
But yeah, so he goes into his workshop, and he's working on some sort of gimmick. And it turns out he is building a suit of armor.
Really
a cod piece that looks like a can. Basically, it's a cannon.
He's got a huge dick gun.
Stripped of his dick. And actually, for what it's worth, I mean, he looks, even though he has his gear on, he looks pretty big here. Like, just as a dude.
I don't think that's the nice thing. Points. Now he's got a big old fucking dick. I think that's all he wanted. That's maybe why he has this thing sticking out of his crotch.
Yeah. So he is the cod piece, and shit's about to go down. So wait for the DC app to load the next page.
Yeah, that took a little bit for me too.
It's weird.
Sometimes it was fine, and then other times it took forever.
I like it better than the Marvel one, but it still doesn't move fast enough for me.
Fair.
I don't know. Anyway, so now we jump over to wherever the Doom Patrol are living, and oh God, they're called the Bandage People. They're not. These are not.
Yeah, this is what I was confused about because I was like, this is not Negative Man.
No, it's not.
Though we do talk about Negative Man later on in this book, at least I assume. But they're just like a husband and wife who look like Negative Man.
Right, and so basically, they're like they go on like a day trip. The best way to put it, and they leave. Dorothy and Robot Man or Cliff at home.
Uh-huh.
And for some reason, Cliff is freaked out by this doll that she has, which, rightfully so.
That's a creepy ass doll.
It basically looks like, how would you describe it? Like a ventriloquist doll's head.
So remember when we went to see
Magic?
Yes. That's what it looks like.
Look up Anthony Hopkins in Magic. Yeah, look up his doll.
Look at his doll, and that's the doll.
But
it's only the head. The rest of it's on like a furry,
like a teddy bear
body.
It actually looks like a turkey.
It does. It's upsetting.
And so basically, Cliff's like, you know, that doll, like, it has some sort of powers. Like, it makes you remember stuff, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And she, you know, Dorothy's like, I don't know. You want to hold it? And he's like, nah, I'm weird.
Yeah.
So then we cut to this next girl. We'll just call her. Her name is Coagulate.
Yep.
Or Coagula? Coagula.
I believe that is correct.
Because her powers are to coagulate things, basically. You know?
Yeah. And so she is a former sex worker who's hanging out with... Is this her sister or her friend? I don't remember. She's hanging out with
somebody. I think it's just a friend.
They're like, go to a bar, and she's like, hey, you got to do your trick.
Yeah.
And this is where we see her power, where she can, like, make liquid coagulate and then make it melt. So that's her thing. So she's like, hey, where did you learn? Like, her buddy's like, hey, where did you learn how to do that? And she's like, oh, let me tell you. So before I quit sex work, I was out one night and I was on the street and this guy came up to me and
she couldn't even tell what
she couldn't tell if it was male or female. And she was like, all right, well, you know, we'll go back to the place and we'll have sex. And then this was apparently it looks like Negative Man.
Well, this is Negative Man.
But he's intersex. He has both female and male genitalia.
He's been, I guess, there's this character called the Rebus. Or Rebus, and I don't know exactly what it's all about, but basically it's like something happened where he got possessed or something to that effect, and it basically created this character, you know, this personality or whatever. Okay. He's basically Negative Man, but he's got like some sort of weird shifting and I don't know. I don't understand Doom Patrol.
Yeah. I don't get it. It gets real fucking weird. So they have sex, and then as it's happening, the negative being comes out and freaks this woman the fuck out. And then he leaves, and he leaves a bobblehead?
It was a nesting doll.
Yeah, he just leaves something. And she's like, oh, I carried it around with me. And her friend's like, oh, is that where you got your powers? She's like, oh, no, it wasn't until later. And I'm like,
she's like, no, I figured it was that one time.
She's like, I just think it's from that. I'm like,
I think I had sex with Negative Man and whatever.
And they're like, oh, you should have tried out to be a superhero. And she was like, I did.
She went to the Justice League and they told her to get lost.
And get lost. And then she's like, yeah, but they just couldn't handle me. And I'm like, okay.
Well, because the thing is, she's a transsexual lesbian.
Transgender lesbian. I know that's what it says, but now it is transgender.
Transgender lesbian.
Yeah, she has a button on her coat.
Put a transsexual lesbian on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, that's what it says, but it should say transgender these days. But I agree.
Yeah.
Sure.
Also, they should have let her into Justice League. So, I mean, this is 1993 Justice League. There's a bunch of jabronis on there.
Yes.
You got fire. I think Ice was dead by that time.
Yeah, nobody's on the Justice League in 1993.
Guy Gardner.
It doesn't matter.
Come on.
Just put anybody on the Justice League. It would have been more interesting. So then that's where we cut to good old Codpiece. He's like,
sorry.
Time for me to like rob a bank with my gun dick.
Right. But as he's walking in, everybody's like, oh my God. And some ladies are just sitting there and they're like, I'd like to see his wife. He must spend a lot on condoms or whatever.
Yeah, I was just like.
But my favorite part here is this girl goes, hey, mister, do you give rides on that thing? And he goes, I'll give you a ride to hell. I was like,
no, but it's not only that, but it's like so ridiculously huge and thick that there's no.
That's the thing, people that are actually looking at it and thinking that's his actual penis.
Well,
it's like,
not his actual penis. And number two, it would be like, that might be slightly uncomfortable. That we might have to work up to.
Yeah.
But a very long period of time.
But the thing about this penis is not just the cannon.
Your dick is fine.
Unless if your dick
shoots guns.
But also has
bullets and a fucking, it has
a drill.
It has a drill on it.
It's all coming out.
It has all sorts of shit because it's a gun. It's like a cannon. It's a drill. It even has a fucking boxing glove spring.
It has a fucking Green Arrow boxing glove in
like
his
a spring.
Gun dick.
And it's got all sorts of things. And so he's just like,
well, not
he
only that, okay,
shooting,
not only that,
and then this woman starts to like terrorist and like runs away. That's pretty funny.
Not only that, Apparently, there it also has Sonic.
Yes, it has like
Sonic qualities.
It has like the Canary Cry, like built in.
This guy should have joined the Justice League.
This guy, at this point, he could have been the entire Justice League.
He could have.
Why do you need anybody else?
This is the only time we ever see this guy.
Well, he dies, doesn't he?
Does he?
He doesn't die, but
He gets his thing messed up.
He gets coagulated.
Yeah, okay, here's the one where somehow he fit this entire boxing glove and on an extending pole.
Yeah.
And he uses it to punch a cop
with. Yeah, with his dick. And so...
And Rocket. Oh, sorry. And Rockets.
And Rockets. You are correct. So he's, like, blowing shit up and shooting people and all sorts of stuff. And then that's when the mummy people... What are they called again?
The bandage people.
You can
call them the mummy people.
I don't really know what they are. So it's like a husband and wife, and they like went to the department store, and they have like weird kid children that are dead in her purse.
Yeah, they have like little monsters.
Like, yeah, monsters. And she was like, oh, I let them out at the department store. Ha 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 ha. Jokes.
Do you remember?
No.
There's another episode of edition of Sean Remembers Things.
Yes, my favorite podcast.
Howard Jones, Everlasting Love. You ever hear that song?
Yes.
You ever seen the video?
I don't remember.
The video.
Does it have these people in it?
Kind of.
What?
It has two mummies walking around New York City on a date.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I am not kidding.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Do you want to pause?
I'm pulling it up right now.
Let's go ahead and basically... Mummies go on a date. One of them eats ice cream, and it's always bothered me the way that they eat ice cream.
It come out of them?
No, but it goes in them, and I'm like, I can't but it's like in a plaster mask. It's really weird.
No.
Are we going to watch this?
I'm trying to find it.
Just go on YouTube.
I'm looking right now.
So we just took a quick break, and Jen did watch this video, Howard Jones, Everlasting Love, which you're going to put on the page.
I will put it on the page. I remember the song.
Yeah.
I mean, you're our age. Everybody remembers the song. I don't remember that video at all. What the fuck?
So basically, as I said, two mummies.
Yeah.
It's not even just...
They're walking around London.
Is it London?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was New York, but yeah, no, it makes sense because he's British.
Yeah.
Yeah. A bunch of mummies walking around London. It's not even just them like on a date. It's like they're also like doing other things.
They're like married.
They're like married. They're making
going
stuff
to work.
The mummy has a briefcase.
He goes to work. He has a briefcase. He goes to work. He even tries on boxers. He tries on a pair of boxers, and she's like trying to pick out fabric and shit.
Also, they play racquetball.
They do play racquetball very poorly. They eat ice cream, which that's the worst part of that video. You're right to be disturbed by it.
It's something that I've always remembered.
Because it was like somebody ripped a hole in the mummy mask so she could just shove ice cream through it. It's disgusting. Because
what's happening is whoever's in that mummy mask, the actor in the mummy mask is just like probably pretending to eat and just sticking their tongue out going.
Oh, it's so gross. It's so disgusting. And they can't see each other. They can't see anything. So they're kind of like hunched over. They're even eating at a restaurant, but they're like hunched over. They're like, And you're just like, what is happening?
Also, I also forgot the first part of the video before we get to the mummies.
Oh, the literal part of the video.
The part where Howard Jones is in a white studio.
When that was a thing?
Yeah, but basically any video we've ever seen.
Phil Collins had one of those. Remember the one where he dances?
Phil Collins got one in his house.
Remember the one where he dances with Chevy Chase? Do you remember this video?
Oh, no, that was Paul Simon.
Paul Simon. You're right, but it's white.
Oh, okay.
It's all
yeah.
white, and they like dance
you
together.
Call me Al.
Yeah.
But like basically he's in there, and every time he makes – like he says a lyric from the song, he's representing something. Like he's – it's on this like, you know, he didn't want another notch in his bedpost.
And he like cuts a notch in a bedpost.
He goes up to a bed with a bedpost that has notches on it, and he has a sword.
A plastic one.
I mean, but it's every time. Like, go watch this video. We're going to put it on the page.
It's you remember when videos were really literal, like the Land Down Under video?
That was kind of telling the story, though.
So is this one.
Oh, that's true.
And it really is. Remember when it was like, you know, the guy who loved Vegemite and he was like really big? Like, that's exactly what happens
and
in that fucking video.
And he threw the Vegemite sandwich at him.
Yes.
He was 6'4" and made of muscles.
Yes. And it really was like some huge dude. It's basically when videos were literal.
That's also a great song.
That is
and
a great
video.
Song.
God damn, I want to watch that now. I want to watch music videos forever.
Well, let's finish this
forever. Forever. So anyway, so they're on their date, but they're not wearing, they're wearing more clothes. They're just basically wrapped up. Yeah. However, I kind of wish whatever happens next.
I wish they were eating.
Which actually happened in this vid, in that video.
Yeah.
Where like a little kid just goes up to like these mummies. I'm just gonna call them mummies.
Yeah.
And he's like, wow, are you guys invisible? What if I take those bandages off of you?
And he starts to do it because kids are shitty.
He just starts grabbing this, the woman. Again. I think it's Dorothy or something?
I don't know. Kids are shitty. Not and Dorothy. Like, other one, because their bandages are like alive. They can like control them.
Yeah.
So he like wraps the kid up. And then the mother or the late, some lady's like, oh, I wish I could do that. And I'm like, correct.
Well, after he wrapped up her son.
I don't blame her.
She also, this woman's also got like kids literally like latched onto her. Do you see that?
Yeah. Hey, remember that time in Superman that that kid got slapped?
Not enough people talk about that. I know that it's not great to glorify that, but.
No, because today it would never happen today. He goes, Mom, I saw Superman, and you just hear slap. And it's so fucking funny. Because it's like, what the hell is even why? What is even happening? Anyway, so
they come across basically the two stories intersect.
Yeah.
And they come across and the
codpiece.
The codpiece. And one of these guys that, because there's like a bunch of people pulling people out of the wreckage, and some guy's like, shit, I hope we're not going to become one of those cities like Metropolis with paracreeps coming out of the woodwork.
Fair.
Yeah. He's fair. Like, yeah.
So they're like, yeah, let's go ahead and get a better look at this. So they, like, go over.
Well, they do. Codpiece is literally, again, using this boxing glove fist to punch a guy from his crotch.
Yeah.
And
he's dick punching.
Oh, he is dick punching. And then they use
their bandages to, like, climb up a building so they can get, like, a better look at this guy. And then they stick their bandages on him.
I like that. I do like, though, that Codpiece is literally just standing there just shooting things out of his arsenal.
Yeah.
Like he's just like, missile, fist.
Whatever.
Whatever, you know. So they wrap him up in these sheets.
And he's like, oh, why am I getting wrapped up in sheets? And he shoots his missiles up to the building. The building comes down. They come down with it. And this is where coagulate.
Mm-hmm. Coagula.
Coagula sees what's going on, and she's like, oh, I should probably, like, do something. And she's like, oh, I don't, this is, so she's, the part we skipped over is she's going to go to a costume party.
Oh, yeah.
So she, at the very beginning when we're introduced to her, she's with her friend at a costume store buying a costume.
And she only buys, like, a frog head.
Yeah, like kind of one of those, you know, those rubber horse masks that everybody wears now, except it's a frog. So she's like, okay, I gotta go stop this guy. She's like, but oh shit, I don't have my Justice League outfit, the one I auditioned in. Well, don't worry about it. I have this.
Well, before that,
yeah,
the Marion, the
there's a bunch more of
the mummy lady.
Oh, she lets all of her little creepy things out of her purse,
and they start attacking.
Codpiece.
Yeah. And I think his...
They're weird. They're like little alien bug things.
So anyway, so Coagula shows up and she puts on her her
which
rubber mask.
Which actually is very funny.
It's actually pretty funny.
I will say this.
Because he's funny. Like, Codpiece is like, oh, another one. It's just a woman wearing a tank top. And
jeans and wearing a frog mask. That's like, you know, basically like a horse, like somebody walking up to you with one of those horse heads.
I do like, though, that the way that she does her powers is she goes, coagulate!
That's right. Well, first she's like, hi, what's your name? I really like you, or whatever. And then she goes, coagulate, and whatever is in his cannon coagulates.
Yeah.
So I don't...
Well, basically, she just coagulates the metal.
Is it the metal? I thought it was liquid.
Like she also yells dissolve.
Well, she does that later, but I thought she had to, like, coagulate liquid and then dissolve it. I don't know.
Yeah.
She yells dissolve, and basically his gun dick melts. And, of course, that... kills him.
I don't know if it kills him.
No, but I mean like emotionally.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We're talking about emotional death.
Yeah, here. Emotional death.
And then they get wrapped up in this the bandage
sheets
of the people. And so she runs into the Coagula, runs into the bandage people, and they're like,
hey, you want to be on the Doom Patrol?
She's like, sure.
Yeah, all right.
And then that's how that goes.
Well, no, we do have one. So that's the end of that. And then we're back at the Doom Mansion or whatever. Right. And then
the Rainbow Estates. So I was reading about this. So the Doom Patrol moved into this Rainbow Estates place.
Okay.
And the mummy people were living there already.
Oh.
Somehow, I don't know. These people were like only around for like these characters were like only around for like
probably because it was really confusing with Negative Man being
right.
The
you can't
as well.
You can't have more.
You
than
can't
one
have
bandage.
More bandage people.
They had two. They had Negative Man and Negative Woman at one point.
Yeah, but they were like, now. But
that should have been it.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. You can't all of a sudden be like, and now we have a whole different couple.
You can't who hire.
Looks the same, but they have different powers.
You can't bring in Howard Jones's mummy friends to the Doom Patrol.
You can't. You can't do it.
Putting my foot down.
You can't do it. I'm sorry. It's kind of like, what's, we already got a stretchy guy.
Yeah, it's true.
Do you remember that Justice League?
I do like.
Is it Justice League Unlimited?
Justice League Unlimited, where Jeremy Piven as Elongated Man.
Yeah, where they were like, hey, he just wants something to do, and they're like, oh man, we already got a stretchy guy. They got like Plastic Man as a slide saving people from something.
I do like at one point though, because he does help.
Yeah.
And somebody, I forgot who it is, but somebody's like, oh man, Elongated Man, if you didn't stretch at the right time there, we could have been toast, but thanks for saving the day or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's a good one.
That's a good episode. It's like him and Booster Gold or whatever. Yeah, Booster
Gold.
Hanging out.
Booster Gold's there. We're back in the, anyways, we're back at the Doom Patrol house. And
this is where Doom Patrol is talking to...
Or Robot Man.
Just Doom Patrol the whole thing. Robot Man is talking to Anthony Hopkins' creepy doll.
Can I just say real quick, I really enjoy Cliff's outfit, just the way he looks.
Oh, yeah, he looks great.
Because he doesn't he's not just wearing like his trunks or whatever. He's got like, basically, pants, he's got like a sweater vest. Like, but like a sleeveless sweater vest.
Yeah.
And like
vests. I'm telling you,
torn up. Yeah. 90s vests.
I was wearing them.
Torn up pants and some boots. And he's just also Robot Man. It looks fucking awesome.
Yeah. It's cool.
Anyways.
Yeah.
So he's talking to this doll, and the doll basically like gives him some memories, goes back into his memories, and kind of, I guess.
This is very strange to me.
Yeah.
Because he asks that girl at the beginning before this scene. Where he's like freaked out by the doll. If it's like, if holding that doll makes you remember things, and she's like, oh, yeah, whatever. So he's like, okay, well, I want to remember things, you know, because he's a brain. And so he remembers getting picked on by these kids because he's like a wimpy kid, but they're like making fun of him because his last name is Steel.
Oh, yeah. And they keep on Boy of Steel.
Right. And they're like, because he's not, obviously. But then he's like, man, I wish I had an indestructible body. And then this guy with a fox head shows up, and
it's Mr. Fantastic Fox.
It's whatever that movie was where George Clooney was the voice.
Yeah, it's him.
And he's like, well, I can give that to you one day.
You'll have your industrial body, but one day you're going to have to help me with it.
Yeah.
And then we cut back to Cliff. And
he's like, oh, fuck, that's right. I made a weird pact with a fox in the woods one time, and I wasn't even high. This is going to bite me.
And that's how we end the Doom Patrol.
You didn't make any cool packs with foxes.
Doom Patrol number...
I didn't. What the fuck? I could have made cool packs with weird fox-headed people.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant actual foxes.
Oh, or actual foxes. I'll make a pact with a talking fox.
Or just a fox.
Or just an actual fox.
We don't have talking foxes, at least not that I know of.
I know, but what if we did?
Well, I mean, if you did, I would.
Where's my magical life? Where's the one where I'm just like, do-do-do-do, walking through it, all of a sudden something's like, hey, you want to make a pact? And my answer is obviously yes.
Jen, here for packs.
I'm all about packs. Especially if they occur in the woods. Nothing weird about it at all.
Anyways, that's it for Doom Patrol number 70 from September 1993. And in the next issue it says Return of the Doomsayers.
Okay.
So whatever is going to happen there. And actually getting a little synopsis here. Cliff faces a shocking revelation about his past, and the Doom Patrol meets Coagula, and Dorothy Spinner, the A-Face girl, signs on with the Wild Girls. I don't know
how it is very weird. I do. There's touches in it that I think are very funny. Again, I really like that frog head. I think the idea of having a villain called Codpiece is funny.
It's a pretty absurd.
Absurd. Yeah. I enjoy the absurdity. I don't love extra bandage people. That really kind of, I'm just like, what the fuck are you even doing here?
They spend a lot of time on them.
Too much time.
And I'm not very interested.
I'm not a fan of them. I want to know what's going on with Cliff and the ape face girl.
Yeah, we don't get that.
And the creepy doll and the pact.
Also, what's up with Negative Man?
What's going on with him? He's fucking.
He's got like a thing in him.
Is he still here?
No.
Did he take a vacation?
I don't know. He had to spend time with the other bandaged people.
I don't like it. I don't like the banished people.
Maybe I have this on the DC app, of course, so maybe I'll get around to it. But I remember reading about, I forgot where I read about that, but this particular issue or this character, probably on a Cracked to list or something.
Oh, probably.
But I remember reading it, and I've always like wanted to read that issue. So we did it. And that is it for this week on Worst Collection Ever. Thank you for listening. Please find us on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can find us on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever, and email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And please rate, review, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you listen to the show. And please, please, please tell your friends about this podcast. We would really appreciate that. So once again, folks, thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Bye.